It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Antoine Jones was a suspect in a drug case, and authorities secretly placed a GPS device on his car. They tracked him as he drove around and used that evidence to convict him. Now the Supreme Court says you can't do that. The court's ruling yesterday on United States versus Jones has big implications for police work and privacy. The court said if the government's going to use a GPS device to track someone in their car, they need a warrant. It was a unanimous decision, but the court was divided on exactly how the Fourth Amendment applies. Justice Scalia wrote for the majority, Justice Alito for the minority. Bill McGovern is a law professor at the University of Minnesota.
Justice Scalia relied on a historical argument that the police were trespassing on the car by placing the GPS device on its undercarriage.
Because the car is private property?
The car is private property, and they touched it. Justice Alito argued that the result should be the same, but that it should be based on people's expectation of privacy. And you don't expect a GPS device to be tracking your movements for weeks.
But the most significant opinion in the long term may be from another justice.
What's really important here, I think, is that Justice Sotomayor signed Scalia's opinion, but also wrote her own.
What'd she say?
She agreed with Justice Alito that it was time to reassess some old Fourth Amendment principles for the digital age. When Supreme Court justices say that they might discard lots of old precedent, it's a pretty big deal.
Sotomayor called for reexamination of a legal principle known as the third-party doctrine. Jeffrey Rosen is with George Washington University School of Law.
The third-party doctrine is this notion that if I surrender any sort of information to a third party, I abandon all expectations that that third party won't turn it over to the government.
So a third party might be Google, and once you search for something there, your search is not protected by the Fourth Amendment.
That's a very counterintuitive doctrine. When the court introduced it in cases involving financial privacy, Congress overturned those decisions, saying that most people don't expect that when they turn their deposit information over to the bank will necessarily share it with the government. But nevertheless, the third-party doctrine remains the gravest threat to privacy in an age when most of our private papers are stored not in our desk drawers, as at the time of the framing, but instead on distributed servers owned by Google and Yahoo in the digital cloud. And that's why unless the court revisits the third-party doctrine, then we'll have less privacy today than the framers did.
Jeffrey Rosen from George Washington School of Law. You guys, a new Star Wars movie just came out. Kinda. Star Wars Uncut is a crowdsourced shot-for-shot remake of Episode 4, A New Hope. You know, the first movie, the one we used to call Star Wars. People signed up to recreate 15-second sections of the movie in whatever style they wanted. The end result, now online, is 2 hours of these snippets stitched together, and it is nerdtacular. Stop-motion action figure animation, sock puppets, dogs, babies, a lot of guys running around in dorms. Some of the actors take it seriously, most don't. It's a testament to the power of online collaboration and is a lot more charming than any remake George Lucas does. We posted the whole video at marketplacetech.org, but here's a little sample.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You will never find the more wretched hive of
scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.